Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is a convergence of celebrations in the life of our parish and in the life of the wider church. Today is Harvest Sunday, our feast day here at Grace Church. Our rector, Chris Mork, writing in our most recent Grace Notes newsletter, writes this about our feast day. Every year, on the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we celebrate Harvest Sunday, a day particular to Grace, which dates back at the very least to the 1880s. We might say that this is our parish's feast day. A church founded after a saint often marks that saint's day as their feast day. We at Grace are not named after a saint or an important day in the life of the church, but rather we are named after a theological concept, and maybe a somewhat elusive one at that. Grace, the gratuitous, overflowing generosity of God's love calling us in ways large and small to share in God's life. Chris's words remind us that God's grace, this gift of the outpouring of God's love, is freely given to us, and that through this generous giving, God calls us to join in this outpouring of generosity by responding with gratitude, with thanksgiving, and with generously sharing the gifts God has given us. Gifts of our time, talent, or treasure. Through this gift of grace, God calls us to a life of holiness, a life of righteousness. As we ask what such a life might look like, we can turn to our gospel reading and to the other great feast occurring today, the feast of Christ the King. Today is the last Sunday of the church year, a day to look forward with anticipation to the beginning of a new season next week with the first Sunday of Advent, a season when we prepare and await both Jesus' birth and his second coming, an ushering in of God's kingdom or kingdom, God's family united in God's love and grace. As we discern how we are being called to prepare for Jesus' arrival, how we are being called to prepare for Jesus' arrival and responding to God's grace through living lives of gratitude and righteousness, our gospel reading from Matthew describes what a life of righteousness looks like and describes it in very specific ways. This life of righteousness, of living into God's grace, it looks like hospitality and welcome to strangers. It looks like provision of food, drink, and clothing to those who are in need. And it looks like care for those who are sick and in prison. Our gospel passage today is not only about what it means to live a life of righteousness. It is also about God's judgment. And often these texts about God's judgment can bring up some anxieties for us, maybe some fears. None of us wants to be a goat. And how do we know if we are sheep? So a few things that we might consider. Let's notice that it is nations that are called before the heavenly throne, and not just individuals. So this passage is not just about personal righteousness, it's about our participation in communal righteousness, as Jesus calls us as a community. And here's a question. What if, instead of fearing heavenly judgment for ourselves, for our community, for our nation, what if we looked for it? What if we longed for God's judgment as one of the gifts God gives to us? Is it possible that we could think of God's judgment as part of God's grace? Because there's so much earthly judging going on all around us. A lot of people trying to say who is in and who is out. And our gospel reading is quite clear that we humans are not the ones on the throne of glory. It is not our job to decide who the goats and the sheep are, tempting as it might be to point fingers. In our text, the Son of Man is the judge. This is heavenly judgment, and it is God's responsibility. We are called to leave this judgment to God and to stay in our lane of seeking out that heavenly judgment, of asking God to be our guide and our judge. Another thing to notice as an intersection of this day, when we celebrate both God's grace and God's kingdom, is that neither the sheep nor the goats are aware of their status. After the Son of Man speaks to each group about what they have and have not done, both groups ask the question, when? When were we righteous or unrighteous? When was it that we fed or clothed you or provided hospitality to you? When was it that we didn't do these things? The heavenly response is that when each nation, each community, each individual cared for another in need, they were caring for God. They were caring for Jesus. Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Jesus tells us in this passage that our aim is not to be judgy, it's not to be self-righteous, or to know whether we're righteous or not. Our aim is to seek God's judgment, to live into God's grace and love so fully that we are aware of God's presence among us, Christ's presence in each person, the Holy Spirit's movement in and through each one of us, especially in and through those of us who are struggling, who are in need, who are sick, who are in prison. Jesus tells us here that our aim is to be so connected and oriented to God and God's grace that we invite and care for everyone, every person, as if that person were Jesus, without even thinking or realizing that we are doing it, and without expecting anything in return. As we celebrate the feasts of Harvest Sunday and Christ the King, we are grateful for the gift of God's judgment and for the gift of God's grace. Let's close by returning to Chris's words from Grace Notes. God's grace is all around us. In those times when we feel it, see it, know it, and in those times when we do not. Let us together seek to more fully allow God's grace to awaken us and animate our lives, that it would continue to renew us, to transform our relationships, and that gratitude for this grace would guide us, guide our hearts and minds, our words and actions. Amen.